Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Atlanta.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
New York.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
Oh snap! I still ain't ready, Miss Umber. I still ain't ready. Oh my goodness. Welcome to another Desert Monsters Radio, y'all. The podcast is Friday night. We live. Ain't no scripts or nothing. We just roll with it. So I'm supposed to have some background music, all the other stuff. I'm getting it together. But you know, we got a great show for y'all tonight. It's Friday night, like I said. We try to get fashion tips. We got our who's fucking who, who's getting fat, also the gossip lifestyle, some things for y'all to talk about at the bar. It is. Let's see what else we got. We talking about mental health and finding your own peace, those type of things. That's what we're gonna do. But let's see. So stick with us. The show's been brought to you by The Soul in Me Speaks, author Miss Unbelievable, E.K. You gotta say the E.K. Also, Monster US Apparel will give you links on how to connect for both of those companies here in just a little bit. Please support them because they support us. Who we got on our Who's Bumping Who, Who's Getting Fat, Miss Unbelievable? I'm sorry. And how are you doing tonight? I ain't got nothing together. Look, I just ran off at the mouth and ain't shut up.
I'm good. It's all good. It's Friday. Friday, yay, yay. You know, where the drinks is popping and your clothes is getting ready to be on. So we have some Kanye West, some Vic Mensa. We got Kevin Hart's wife talking. We got some rich homie Quan. And then we have Stick 'Em Up Santa and DoorDash info. So it's going to be an interesting night. And then I'm going to throw in a little bit of something new and give us some love competitive horoscope competitive stuff. So something different, lucky numbers, lucky colors that you should be wearing tonight. So stay tuned. We're about to have some fun.
Right. If you're really lucky, you'll be wearing a condom. It is what it is. So, all right, I got some hot new artists for you guys. I got some old people. I got all kinds of things. It's Friday night. Ain't no scripts, like we said. Check
old
it out.
People. There's
called...
no such thing as old people. Seasoned.
Okay.
People.
Seasoned?
Seasoned.
Oh, okay. That just sounds like a whore. I'm seasoned. It is. This is
season, y'all.
Rest of my life. Monsters Radio, the podcast. Don't judge us, pray for us.
Right. Let's get it, let's go. Hit us up, 563-999-3411. We live, y'all.
I'll wake up next to you and you will never be alone as long as I'm here with you. You give me life, you bring me peace, and I will never let you go. Forever, girl, we'll grow together. Every day I make a way to put a smile on your face. Never ever get complacent. All the things I did to get you, I'm still doing. I'm still about us.
I'll love you for the rest of my life.
my life, alive. For the rest of my life, my life, my life, my life, my life. Yeah. And your heart isn't sure with my love, and I never fall off. I hope you really understand me when I say you never have to second guess if I am really enough. And I will never let you down, baby, cause I'm only a man. I'm still learning to love. You make me change for the better. Girl, I won't fumble your trust, and I'm still about you, and I'm still about us. For the rest of our lives, I promise you.
To love you, put no one above you. Lions at all for the snakes in the jungle. You gave me your heart and see, I promise I won't fumble. I can't take my love back cause I'm a man and I got morals. Asked me where we going, I told her maybe California. New Bonnie and Clyde yelling, who that we the culture. I know you kinda cautious, but meet me at the altar and I bow.
I promise you, baby. My life, my life, for the rest of my life, my life, my life, my life, my life.
Yeah, Monsters Radio, upcoming artist at its finest. You know a hot new upcoming artist, let us know who they are. Send us their links to monsterusradio@gmail.com, and maybe we'll play their music on our break on our podcast. So check it out. Now, usually I don't do requests, but because they did, you know, they it's like I heard it on the show a while back, so I'm going to make it work. We're going to open the lines after this, or we're going to come back after this. Kent Jones is called Merengue. It's not new, but we did help break this album. Check it out.
That's Merengue with your mama. That's Merengue, no you wanna. A little Mark Anthony, it'll bring it right back to me. That's Merengue with your mama. That's Merengue, no you wanna. A little Mark Anthony, it'll bring it right back. Hey. Goddamn, how you did it like that? Little skirt with a booty underneath it like that. Hot like a summer girl, you're so fine. And you know I'm trying to give it to you once. Don't wanna let you go. Don't you put the wall up like Mexico. I ain't trying to catch you up like Texaco. I just really wanna let you know. Cause I know what you need to make it through the night. I can get you right. And I know what you need to make it through the night. Americana, Italiana, hey! Dance Merengue with your mama. Dance Merengue, know you wanna. A little Mark Anthony, it'll bring it right back to me. Dance Merengue with your mama. Dance Merengue, know you wanna. A little Mark Anthony, it'll bring it right back to me. I just wanna let you know, I'ma take this dance, never let you go. I know how you really feel if the rest don't know. She said, I ain't really trying to professional. Fuck it, let's be professional. I know, to get, never get to know. I ain't trying to save nothing, but on my insurance, I need to find me a girl on her progressive flow. Cause I know what you need to make it through the night. I can get you right. And I know what you need to make it through the night.
Americana, Italiana,
hey! Dance Merengue with your mama. Dance Merengue, know you wanna. A little Mark Anthony, it'll bring it right back to me. Cash meringue with your mama. Cash meringue, know you wanna. A little Mark Anthony, it'll bring it right back. Cash meringue with your mama. Cash meringue, know you wanna. A little Mark Anthony, it'll bring it right back to me. Cash meringue with your mama. Cash meringue, know you wanna. A little Mark Anthony, it'll bring it right back to me.
Yeah, Friday night, we're trying to get y'all to move your body monstrously. I'm DJ E Monster, and her over there, that's Miss Unbelievable. And we are the Monstars tonight. Tonight, let's see, I know I'm supposed to do the weather, but like I told you all week, I ain't got it together. That's why we talking about mental health. I am not all the way together this week. I might have it together next week because I'm going to use this therapy, you dig, that we've been learning all week. Woosha, I have been getting some comments, Ms. Unbelievable, saying the things you guys talked about has really helped me and made me look at some things a different way, da-da-da. So, hey, hopefully we'll continue to help people and, you know, they'll keep hitting us up and letting us know that, hey, I'm really listening to the show and you're making a difference.
Yes, that's what's up. That's what we're here to do. You know what I'm saying? Because we monstrous.
Right. What a rah. That was kind of weak, but y'all get what I was trying to do. Anyway, so let's see. So we talking about mental health and finding peace.
Mm-hmm.
We still got the who's bumping who, who's getting fat. I guess one thing like having mental peace, here's one thing. I guess you got to think about that too when you go out of the house. You know, I'm talking about even when you go to the club, those type of things. And what I'm getting to is, like, I had seen something. It was a comedian guy. I'm trying to remember his name. He's a dude got hit by the he used to be on SNL. He got hit by the Walmart truck.
Uh-huh. Tracy
Morgan, something like that. Yeah, him.
Tracy Morgan.
Okay, he has said something, and I didn't realize, like, him and I, we're kind of alike when we go to the club. Like, we go to the club for mental peace. We don't go to the club to stress ourselves. And this is what I mean. I'm going to say what he said because it's so related. I'm the same way. Like, he basically was saying, like, when he goes to the club, he goes to the club to enjoy himself. To enjoy himself. He's not going to the club predetermined. Oh, I'm going home with somebody tonight. I'm going to choose up. I'm going to find out. I'm going to do all. No. He says he goes. He gets him a drink. He has his little blunt. Well, you know, this is what he said. But he has his drink, has his little thing, da-da-da, gets into the music and grooves out. You dig? That's on me when I go to the club. Like, I'm not really worried about trying to dance with nobody. I just go have fun by myself. You dig? And other people see this. And like he said, when people see, especially like another one, be like, oh, he's over there having fun. Oh, I want to be a part of that action. You dig? Now, she may not come over to be like, oh, I'm finna give you the draws, but she might come over and be more sociable, like, you're having a good time. Can I have a good time with you? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that's like peace of mind when you go out to just go out and just enjoy the night, not put no stress on. I'm finna tell you I'm moody and nah. I mean, can you see the logic in that?
Oh, absolutely. When I go out, I'm usually out with my girls. And in my mind, I'm there to kick it with my girls. I'm not there to be on no shenanigans. I'm not there to leave my girl for a guy. I'm not there, you know, to hustle up, see who I could get free drinks from. I'm not there to do all that. If I'm out with my girl, I'm out with my girls. Like, we dance in a circle. We buy each other drinks. Guys want to come over into our area, you know what I'm saying, and see what we doing because we having that much fun. I'm not like, you know, we may spot a cutie, but we ain't trying to push up on you. We might talk about you the whole night, let you hear us real loud, but we not going to come up to you, not tonight, you know what I'm saying, not tonight. We'll be like, oh, hopefully we see you again when we ain't on our shenanigans. But usually for me, when I go out, I can't say this for my girls, but when I go out, I'm there to kick it with y'all. I'm not there to kick it with him, Slim, and him. Because first of all, we all know, this is how I grew up, dudes from the club usually ain't the ones you want to bring home to your mama. That's just what I, you know, grew up on. It may be different now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I grew up on they there there for what you there for. So I don't know, I'm a different breed, but I just go to have fun. I saw that Tracy Morgan interview too, and I related just as well. Like, that's for real. Like, I get dressed up, you know, and it's interesting because they, because the question then is, well, why you get dressed up? For me, nigga, for me. Sorry, my bad, for me.
What?
For me. I'm not, what you mean?
That goes in your, that goes in your penalty jar, 25 cents.
Yeah.
But yeah. yeah, I mean, I bought all these nice clothes. What, I think if you think I'm just gonna let them sit in the closet? Like, what? Do I have to only buy good clothes to impress another person? You know what I mean? I
right.
just want to feel good. This just feel good against my body. I'm just saying. So yes, yes, yes. And I'll tell you, no, it's not no different, mama. It ain't no different. I swear, these dudes in the clubs now, it is what it is. This was me at one point, so I'm not. Hey, you can call me hypocrite if you want to. It is what it is. But at the club, ain't nobody trying to be your real friend. No, most dudes are
right.
dog with their pinky out. You could tell him you only getting it tonight, daddy, and don't call me no more. He'll be like, okay. You did. I'm just saying. The more dressed
but
up,
then
the
you
more
have
the
those dudes.
Out.
But then you have those dudes who
okay.
they like you and they harass you all night and then they buy you all night and you can't get rid of them. Mm-hmm. Have you ever had that happen? That
mm-hmm.
chick that she just like you and you just trying to. Like ditch her and she's like, hey, how are you doing? And they're trying to get your whole life story and you look at them like, why are you still here? And they don't want
to
can I buy
your
friends
down.
A drink? Can
right.
I buy your friends
that's
a drink? What y'all want?
To, that's somebody trying to wear you down and that's bogus. No, I ain't never had that. It is what it is. Call me ugly if you want to. No, I ain't never had that. Don't ask me some bullshit like that. See, we trying to deal with mental health. I need some more music. You know what? We're going down to some more. We going to do it back.
That ain't no, that ain't. Ooh,
and
just
then
saying,
we
going to
come back.
We're
going to get it.
Has happened to you?
I'm just asking.
I'm just asking a question.
Has that ever happened to y'all?
Has that ever happened to y'all?
Out there?
Let us
five,
know.
Six,
you can let us know.
999-3411. Yeah, we should take a break. We come back. We're going to get into all this other stuff. She going to ask me some stuff like that. You know I'm ugly.
This
is
unbelievable.
Zoe,
ask you.
I'm sorry. I'm glad you didn't ask me on my page because I would have to post and delete. And on that note, Zoe Dolla and Chris Brown is called Post and Delete, the remix. Yeah. Night,
we have y'all. Yeah.
I never had that.
Trying to throw it in my face. I'm sorry. Post and delete. Post and delete. Post and delete.
What's in the
If I get caught on the internet with you, I don't really do the pictures. We gon' do this a little different. Ain't no touching, no kissing. When we in public, shorty just listen. I post and delete, I keep it up. These people just trying to keep up with us. But two and two, trying to figure out if me and you fucking or us. Shorty, you just want the wave. Fucking with me cause I'm paid. Shorty, y'all already know. Cause the young nigga made.
I drank so much champagne. Divin' swerving in a race. She act like I'm a chauffeur. She wanna stand in our base. Nah, I'm tryna be part of that race. Comments if you come safe. Tryna throw it in my face.
Tryna give me
all my kids. I say, what's in the leak? What's in the leak?
What's in the lead?
lay your ass. Yeah, you the worst. And if you try to tag me, I'ma start fast. Shave with my baller alert. I was just minding my business. They was just me and my niggas. He started liking this bitches. I started piping this bitches. Pussy proper punk. I'm about to fuck around and call this bitch. Like delete all that shit. Can't keep my name out your mouth. Eating all that dick. Juggling my balls and shit. Always trying to record my conversation like a federal. And everybody trying to reach me like a Ricky Bobby. Black pyramid. That don't mean I'm Illuminati. Ain't gotta pull the trigger. Homies got a couple bodies. Believe that.
Yeah, Friday Night Live, Monster US Radio, the podcast. It's Friday Night Live. We're getting y'all ready for the weekend. Let's see, we got our Who's Bumping Who, Who's Getting Fat coming up here in just a few seconds. Let's see. I mean, I'm feeling good. How y'all feeling? How you feeling, Miss Unbelievable?
Unbelievable. Hey.
Okay. All puns intended. So who we got on the crash boards tonight for our Who's Bumping Who, Who's Getting Fat, the entertainment lifestyle. This is where we do our gossip, y'all. You dig? Apparently, this is the hot thing in radio. We usually don't like talking about people, but fuck it, they ain't here to fight back. So we going to talk about them anyway. So here we go. Who we got tonight? Who's on the chop block?
Okay, so we got Rich Homie Quan. Georgia drug case gets, drum roll please, dismissed 2 years later. He had a drug case with a tiny amount of marijuana. Tiny. But you got to remember, 2 years ago, it wasn't legal. So he had a tiny amount, so that was in somebody else's pocket. Not even his, and was wrongfully accused. He reached out to the prosecutors, couldn't confirm that. There was no word back. They broke the story back in May of 2017. And then they tried to charge him on suspicions of stolen gun and drug charges. Well, that was later dropped. And then he was booked on possession of drugs, and that was dropped. So this one, he's lucky. All cases were dropped. And he would not spend 30 years in prison for, guess what, somebody else's weed and weapons. So he got an early 2020 blessing.
Right. So he was about to get 30 years for the weed being in somebody else's pocket?
You heard me.
Shit, I wouldn't go near weed no more. You dig? I wouldn't even cut the grass. Hell no. What the hell? Shit.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to give it to your heart now. Okay. I know we got to speak to this. We got requests, all kinds of things. So, sorry, was you going to throw something else on there, or what else we got?
Yeah, I said they was going to throw him underneath the bus, like literally. And that blows me because they continue to throw our rappers underneath the bus, really.
Right.
Go ahead.
No, I wasn't saying that. I was just saying, yep, you're right.
Oh, but then again, here's why. Vic Mensa, Juice WRLD's death on rap hand stopped glorifying drugs. So I guess, you know, that they're trying to, you know, take a hold on that because they keep saying all these younger rappers are glorifying drugs. So Vic Mensa says rappers are doing serious harm with their lyrics promoting lean, Percocet, Xanax abuse, which is killing our kids. Juice WRLD did the same. He wanted to talk about Lil Pump dropping drug addicts from his settlement as LA Rolling Loud Festival and instead opting for a tribute with Juice, his single Lucid Dreams. And now everybody know Lucid Dreams, he was talking about dying in that song. Vic gave a nod to Pump for the gesture, but he added hip-hop needs to take responsibility for Juice WRLD's death. He pulls no punches, saying rap lyrics glorify drugs, send a dangerous message to fans, especially long ones. As reported, Juice WRLD died after swallowing a bunch of pills and suffering a fatal seizure, then bringing him back to life, and then him passing again from the drugs that he took because the feds were coming to they stopped the plane. Vic says Juice dying at 21 has impacted him to the point he's going to rework his lyrics. Vic, who's been about open about his past addiction and depression issues, says Juice WRLD's death hit him hard because he realized how easily that could have been him. So big ups to the younger generation who is coming out talking about this issue, you know, because it is becoming a mental health issue. Why do you think our kids now is, you know, opting to go there?
Right. Yes, it is a beautiful thing. And like I always said, like a lot of people, you remember, like everybody's talking about, oh, the youth, da, 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 they was like trying to give up on them. And I was just always like, no, they're just lost. I know some people think that that's like harsh thing to say, but no, they was. Once they see the light and they see the truth and see the repercussions of what they've been doing and what can happen because of what you show the world, they change around. But if you just go give up on them and don't say nothing to them, then that's when they're going to be doing all that wilding and malice and all that extra stuff. So, yes, salute him and all the other artists, because there's some other artists that are coming out saying, you know what, we need to stop doing that. We really need to quit, whether it be the violence, the drug use, all that extra stuff. We really need to stop. And if you notice, hip-hop now is starting to become really, really conscious. I don't know if people are noticing that, but people are really waking up.
But you're saying, and I'm glad you said hip hop, because they're saying hip hop and rap are two different things. I was like, is it? They was like, because we fell in love with hip hop back in the day, which I was like, but isn't it the same? They was like, no, they just rapping now over foolish stuff. They're rapping. That's not considered hip hop, because hip hop had a message. This message is saying kill. That's not the message of hip hop. And I'm like, ooh, that's some of the old heads talking. I'm like, ooh.
Right. I'm with them, but I'm not. It's all hip-hop. Hip-hop is rebel music, period. It is. It's rebel music, period. Mm-hmm. It's just we got some messed up rebels right now. It is, and it's running wild. Mm-hmm. But I hear what they're saying, though. I hear what they're saying. Because if you listen to some real, to what they're saying, comparing hip-hop to rap, you'll know the difference. You can tell. One is conscious, and one is just wilding out. But again, that's their rebel music. It is what it is. Like when hip hop first started, there was people that told us Curtis Blow and them wasn't rapping about nothing. They were mm-hmm. talking about Rakim and them wasn't rapping about nothing. That's malice. Da da da. So you know what I mean? So that's a debate in itself, though. That's a debate in itself. But to me, hip hop it was a rebel music anyway. It was another way for the culture, our culture, to say what's really going on, how we really feel, how we really felt, without, you know, in like a code. So couldn't nobody really attack us for what we were saying.
Right.
It is what it is. But yes. Yeah.
But it brought awareness, though, as still. So even like the hip hop and the rap community is bringing awareness. It always brought awareness, whether it be good or bad. So now the awareness now is, can we switch it around to help these kids who are glorifying drugs to say, cut that out, you dying? Like, y'all really not about that life, so come on, let's value your life if you trying to say something. But you got to value your life, and that, I guess, that goes back to mental health. And when you get the wealth and you're getting all this promotion and you're getting all this notoriety, how can you deal with it? Drugs and alcohol and all that can't be your out. These old heads need to show them, you know, that used to be an out, but what else is different that you can now successfully be successful with the notoriety and not have to use drugs? But then, you know, I look at Lil Wayne, who has his issues with drugs, you know, made the syrup, you know, the end thing. So how can we make glorifying drugs not the end thing, considering that marijuana is legal?
Right. Yeah, and that's a controversy in itself, too. You know, that's, some people say it's a conspiracy with the whole making marijuana legal. Seeing this is a podcast and we're talking about it, basically they're saying, like, is to calm down the militant community. It's like, give them some weed, they'll all calm down, da-da-da, they'll forget the fight, blah-blah-blah, blah, they'll be relaxed, da-da-da, da-da-da, da-da-da. So, you know, there's conspiracies and everything, so yeah, so there's a part in that, you know, and, you know, there's the whole thing with talking about how the music industry itself is trying to gear a lot of the music towards sending kids to prison.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So yeah, so there's a lot of funky functions in there when it goes to talking about the music being responsible and all that. Because not only do we as artists have to be responsible, we got to recognize what's going on the bigger picture. Like why? Like I used to tell people all the time, like why aren't they promoting heavy positive songs? They got songs on here like I Wanna Die and da 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 da. That's not good to a kid who's depressed right now.
Right.
A kid that's depressed, hearing that on mainstream, people with mental health, that might mess with them.
Right.
I'm just saying,
because
it is what it is.
Yeah, because music moves you. Music, when you listen to music over and over, it begins to control your emotions, it begins to control your body, it begins to control your senses. It begins to control you, because that's what music was sent to do. It was sent to, because music is movement. So if you're having that movement in your body, then you're going to move that out. So, like, understand, you know, what music does. And if that is what you're feeding yourself over and over again, and like you said, and your mental health ain't right, yeah, you can have some tragedies happening because of.
Right. So.
Okay.
So yeah.
We jumping into another track, or okay, you want to do another? Who's bumping? Who's getting back?
We can do another track, and then we'll come back to our who's bumping, who's getting fat. Matter of fact, speaking of, like, we're just gonna call, I'll just put it like this. This is one of them songs. You ever like hear a song, and you like it until you actually hear the words. Then you'd be like, wait, that's what they
said?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is,
because I fall
this
in love
right
with
here,
the beat first.
Part. Right, me too. And the melody. You know what I mean? And the melody.
Mm-hmm.
So let me see if I can find this track right here. This is one of them tracks that hit me like that. Check it out, y'all. This is a new track from upcoming artist. This is Holly Monroe. This is called Hell Nah. Fellas, beware. You might get that look. Why this motherfucker playing?
MG,
ask me rebel, yod. Hell no, nigga. Ask me rebel, yod. And it's been 2 years since
Wait.
We used them. Boy, playing that shit. Ask me rebel, yod. Ask me rebel, yod. Boy, playing
you
that
had
shit. You are slinging all my dick around town. I stay down like 10 toes. You fucking with this skimp, oh. You know I'm crazy. You wanna get cut behind these bimbo. Got a bitch in that my pillow. I can show you better than I can tell you, silly boy. You didn't think that I would smell ya. Nigga, fucking maybe I should feed ya. You think you got me forever, nigga? I should leave ya. Maybe I'll give you homeboy a taste. Better yet, disappear what you say. Dummy. Hell no, nigga. Ask me rebel, yo. Didn't listen to you since we used them. Boy, explain that shit. Ask me rebel, yo. Ask me rebel, yo. Boy, explain
you
that shit.
You had
this pretty round home laying down. While you are slinging. Yesterday, that old news. Boy, I swear you got me so confused. See, I ain't got no chill about to bust a few. You've been on that fuck shit, and I can't seem to function. These days, I'm so unimpressed with your son and your front end.
Your mama knows.
Yeah, I told your mama, and she agreed. You don't deserve a bitch like me. Hell no, nigga. I smell rebel.
Tripping on you, and you have to be like, hold up, that's her motherfucking life. Don't be tripping on me. She got the problem. That ain't us. You did? You
right.
Always been in a situation like that.
Hell no. I'll be dang on if you bring another track into our life. You better sit over there and work that out between you and yourself. No. What's wrong with you?
Oh, boy.
Has that happened to
goodness.
You?
Yes, it happened to me.
Oh,
my goodness. Oh,
do tell.
Oh, my
do
goodness.
Tell. We'll take out a who's up and who's getting fat for this. Hey, do tell.
All right. Hold on. All right, so let's finish running through this. Who's bumping, who's getting fat? We got to call over here.
No,
I'm going to make sure they get on tonight.
Oh, no. Oh, they will. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Maybe if we have time at the end, let's finish the who's bumping, who's getting fat.
You always be trying to get out your own little shit, don't you, guys? Well, like Kanye West, his little legal drama ain't done. We gonna get back to you, E-Monster. But anyway, Kanye West, legal drama with EMI is not going away. EMI is a publishing company that Kanye used and sued first. So they was close to being done with the contract dispute, and then it just got signed off, and EMI officially requested to open up the case again. Kanye has been battling in federal court over his publishing deal earlier this year. Back in September, he told the court that they were stuck in an agreement in principle. The court then tossed the suit out with prejudice. That means that they can reopen it back at any given time by either party. The deadline to open the case was today. So just a few hours ago, both lawyers wrote a letter to the judge saying, unfortunately, the parties was unable to finalize the agreement. The deal fell apart, so it's back to square one. So now he's back in federal court fighting with a publishing company. They said they're trying to call for servitude, but EMI called back, said servitude, that law doesn't exist because it's a New York law, not a Cali's law, governing the deal. So they want to get it done.
All right. Before I dip into another little cliff note to that, but so what you're saying is Kanye is suing EMI for money, and they're not giving him his money?
And then they sued him back for, I guess, contract disagreement. So right now they both can't reach an agreement. Yeah.
See, that was the whole reason why people ended up getting, BMI, you did, because you said he's being sued by, or his suit is with EMI, right?
Yes.
Okay, see, that was the reason why BMI, why they can't end up coming up, what, wait, BMI, ASCAP was first, I believe, ASCAP was first, then it was BMI. That's the reason why BMI was created, because ASCAP was known for not paying people their money, their royalty money. So somebody else came up with another way to do it. Now there's another one, ASECA, and that. So now I guess BMI is doing it. Now the cliff note to it is, I wonder if this is still the same company, because if you guys remember, in the music industry, Jay-Z and Kanye fell out. Not only because Jay-Z and B didn't come to his wedding, but I believe Tidal had owed him some money. He wasn't getting his money, his royalties, da-da-da-da-da-da. So him and Jay fell out, and they just now became cool again, right? They squashed all the shit. Him, the Tidal, them supposed to come to an agreement, so on and so forth. And I believe that's where his new album was supposed to drop, on Tidal. But I guess, okay, so he's still fighting with EMI about money. Wow, I wonder if EMI is trying to get back at him for switching back to Tidal. I don't know. I got to check the insides. Hell, it's a gossip show right now, right? It's a gossip show.
Right.
So
we'll keep you posted, because you know how I like keeping y'all posted with ongoing situations.
I'm going.
Imagine this. You're going to work, right? So you're a DoorDash delivery driver, and you get to work, and you're shot and killed early in the morning for armed robbery at Denny's. You're going to Denny's, you're picking up the food, and you get shot and killed. So two men entered the restaurant in Virginia early Christmas, and they brandished a gun, robbing the place. When a DoorDash employee arrived to pick up an order, they shot the guy, and then they ran out. They didn't get any money. The delivery driver was a husband of a father of two. His family tells the news that he was a handyman working for DoorDash to earn some extra money. Both DoorDash and Denny released a statement of sympathy following the death and said they are cooperating with the authorities in the investigation. Could you imagine that? That's so messed up.
Right. That sounds like a freak accident. Wrong place, wrong time. Just walked in on something, and the people freaked out for whatever reason.
Yeah,
condolences go out to his family. I don't know much to say. You know what I mean? Got hardworking guy, family, trying to pick up some extra money, and something like that happened. That's definitely a tragedy.
Yeah. Now listen to this one. Stick 'em up Santa arrested after robbing bank, spreading Christmas cheer and loot. So a Santa lookalike pulled a Robin Hood this week by robbing a bank and then making it rain for unsuspecting pedestrians. David Wayne, who robbed the bank in Colorado Springs, allegedly threatened a teller with a weapon and left an undisclosed amount of cash. The 65-year-old fake Santa walked outside, hurled in the loot in the air, screaming Merry Christmas all the while to the amazement of people who happened to walk by. Most of the people who scooped up the money returned it to the bank. Oliver then casually walked to a nearby Starbucks where he waited for cops to come and hook him up. Oliver is being held on $10,000 bail. Okay, so he must have been high, because he's from Denver. He was doing a holiday cheer. You're going to throw the loot up in the air, okay? And then they looking at him like, for real, man? You trying to have me be an assessor? I'm going to take this money on in the bank. Are you giving the money back is the question. Are you taking it back to the bank?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Gosh, he probably was high. He fucking took some edibles. He didn't know. You did? He tried to go in there calm, took some edibles, burnt one, went in there and came out and thought he was in a Jason Bourne movie or something. Start chasing his ass. He's like, fuck it. Sell the money. That dude got mental health. Santa John Wayne. That's what we going to call him. Santa John Wayne has mental health issues. Who would rob a bank and then hit the block and get to throwing money? Tell me he don't need to have a sit down on our couch.
Oh, he do. And then he got to go wait at a food restaurant. Talk about, I'm just going to wait over here. You know, I'm going to drink me some coffee. Drink me a little, because they're going to come, because, you know, it's a donut shop, and give me, you know, just get hooked up. Like, you going to wait for him, like, I did my great duties. I let it rain like everybody else. Come on, dude, seriously? You serious? So you 65 going to jail for federal, and they took the money that you stole and brought it back in your face? Okay. How dumb you feeling, sir?
Right. So, all right, check it out. Let's open up the line and see how they feel about it. I know they got something to say. 912-334. How you feel about it? I mean, did you hear the story about, as we call them, Santa John Wayne?
Yeah, I was trying to listen, brother, but I didn't get the whole scoop, man. What's happening with that?
He robbed the bank, came outside.
Yeah,
he robbed the bank, came outside, threw the loot up in the air, talked about Merry Christmas. The people took the money back into the bank. He then left the scene, waited at a restaurant for the police to arrest him.
And where was this guy from?
Colorado Springs, Denver.
Colorado?
Denver.
Right, okay, so let me ask you this, damn it, because I know that when stuff like that happens, the media jumps on it because, you know, they're already trying to take our guns away and shit, like the same way that we went to war with the British in 1776, 1777, when they tried to take our guns away, we said, fuck y'all, and we killed them. Yeah, that's what they're trying to do today. But now, the only difference is today is that the technology, you dig what I'm saying, that's the only difference because back then, you know, technology wasn't booming. So guns were pretty much the same across the board, you know, but they tried to come take our guns. Mm-hmm. We said, fuck y'all. You dig? But now we got all the guns now today. Technology's boosted a little bit, you know, but we're citizens. So what happens is when a situation like that happens, the left instantly jumps on, this is why we need gun control, and I don't respect that at all. I don't want you to take my right to have a firearm in my house to protect my family because a motherfucking dumbass like that right there do shit like that. Because what they don't understand is that there's always going to be nuts. There's always going to be some nut-ass. There's always going to be a fucking nut somewhere. There's always going to be that. Damn it. I don't give a fuck if you got the strictest system in the world. There's always going to be a damn nut that decides to do harm to the public, whether it be for a gun or with a knife, with a fucking homemade bomb. They're always going to find some damn way to do harm to the public. There's always going to be a fucking nut. But I don't. And I hear the story. And the guy's a fucking idiot. And fuck him and his mama. He's an idiot. You know, but fuck that guy. Whatever. But dude, I know what's finna happen with the media. But I know the media is gonna jump on that shit, but then try to use that shit for the 2020 elections to jump on gun control. I don't like that shit. I know where that's going at, and I don't like it at all. But that guy's a fucking
right.
Idiot.
You know what? So,
idiot.
Right. I love talking to you, bro, because you always stimulate a bigger conversation than what originally came out of it. First, I want to say his mama just called and she said, leave my pussy out of it. But look, check it out. This is what I'm saying about when you said about, you know, about how they're trying to take the guns away and all this type of stuff. We about to go political, people, so bear with me just a moment here.
No, it's just
like,
real.
There's
you
a lot of things,
real.
People. Right. Well, this is what I mean by when I say a conspiracy on it, because look at, say, like certain things, the government and other people, situations, entities, whatever, they plan certain things to try to get us to think a certain way. If y'all been following the 9/11 thing, you kind of understand what I'm talking about. You know, the government does certain things. They've done it. It's been proven. They've been charged with it. Some people have been locked up for it, but they do certain things to plan certain agendas. You dig? Like that. Here's one thing, like they've been caught, like some police have been caught taking gang members, say like, we'll say a Crips car, go into a Blood neighborhood, arrest the Crip, take his car, go into a Blood neighborhood, shoot shit up, and then give the Crip back his car and let him go. Cause they know the outcome. You dig? There's certain things that they do to try to get you to think a certain way. So I can see where he's saying about the media is going to jump on this and be like, take the guns away because he went into the bank, did some silly shit, and went and sat down. Now, the thing that concerns me, like, say, I know I'm talking about movies, but shit like Jason Bourne, the whole Treadstone, that shit is real. You dig? So this could be one of those situations. We as people, we got to look at things like that. You dig? Like, could this be a situation? Why did he go sit down? Why did he do this in the first place? This could be some type of plot to get people to jump on a certain agenda, to think a certain way.
Nah, brother. It ain't that. The guy was literally a nut. You dig what I'm saying, brother? But the media is such fucking vultures that they'll jump on. See, this is the problem I have with the media, dog. They always talk about the bad shit. Yeah, brother, but they don't look at shit from both. They don't put 2 feet in different shoes. They only put them in one. You dig? So they give us that. So that way we think the world is literally, that's what it is, that's the majority. But it's not there. But it's just what the fuck they show us 24/7 on the media. That ain't what it is all the time. 90% of the fucking time, it's the opposite. You dig what I'm saying? But the media triples down on dumb shit, fuck shit, evil shit, and just bad shit. They triple down on that. They make us think that that's the majority of the world. No, man. How many motherfucking nuts you ever grew up with like that, brother? And I can say the same thing. I grew up with a couple damn nuts. You dig, brother? I know them, but damn it, that was like 2% of the population I fuck with. They did it, but the media make you think it's 90% of the population. They fuck everybody's brains off. Like, you talking about one nut ass motherfucker that decided to go do some shit like that, a nut ass move. The media's gonna triple down on that damn shit because elections are coming up. They're going to damn triple down on this shit and say, this is why the fuck we need damn gun control. But brother, they take our guns away. Brother, they don't give a fuck. They only talking about taking the guns away from the people that actually get them legally. You dig what I'm saying? But a law-abiding citizens that want to protect their house. So when they take that shit away from the good motherfuckers of the world, you dig, the citizens that pay taxes and go to work, they just want to protect their family. The criminals don't give a fuck about that goddamn shit. They go buy a gun from Joe Bull down the street for $20. No serial number. Boom, kill you and your fucking family. You don't have no protection anymore. So therefore, see, I know how they're going to spend this shit, though. And it's not a political thing, though. I hate when people use that word, but a political. It's a real thing. I get mad at people that fuck that shit up. Like, it's not a political thing at all, but it's common sense shit. Like, we see that. You dig what I'm saying? And I don't like nut-ass people.
Right.
You know, when I was younger, I used to love to have a nut around me when I was younger. I used to be like, yeah, brother, my dude a nut up on you, motherfucker. Keep talking, you slap your fucking eyes off. I used to love having a nut-ass dude around me when I was younger, bro. But now, I'm like, man, fuck those guys, dog. That's a quick trip to prison. Fuck them. And fuck their mama, too. It ain't cool to have them around no more.
Yeah, but we got to just remember, this all goes back to what we've been talking about all week, mental health. And how did his mental health get him there? You know, our nutty people and our mental health. But as we're going, let's take a quick music break, and then we'll come back up. It's almost getting time to the end of the show, unless we're going to extend it today and talk about some more stuff. But time for our music break there, DJ E Monster.
Yep, I just extended it.
All right, music break.
We got another 30 minutes.
But hold on, what happened to the woman's song you played earlier, brother? What was that conversation about? I don't mean to interrupt your show. Like, I seen you guys was talking about that song, and I tried to listen to that shit, but I didn't really catch it. Like, what was that about?
I'll tell you, he's gonna tell us later. Basically, it was a song that, you know, like, I heard. I like the beat, da-da-da, you know what I mean? And then sometimes the song was, what was she saying? The song is called Hell Nah. She basically was, what did she say? I smell rubber on your dick. Da-da-da. She was going in on dude, right? So I was basically saying, have you ever been in a relationship with somebody where a song like that will come on and that person, they get the tripping on you and you got to tell them, hold on, slow down. That's her lifestyle. That's her life. She crying about her man. It ain't got nothing to do with me. Don't bring that to me. You dig?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's for suckers. If you got that problem, that you a straight sucker. Period.
Yeah, he must have had that problem, so we waiting for his story.
If the lady's a sucker for listening to that, and you a sucker for allowing your lady to check you behind that, y'all all suckers in that situation. Right. Nobody fucking wins. I don't like any of you guys.
Well, we waiting.
Fuck that. They all suck.
We waiting, dog. We waiting. Just saying, we waiting.
Listen, you got to relax. Listen to you.
We waiting.
Yeah, I got two requests for y'all. This is Beyonce and Sierra on a Friday Night Live. We trying to move our bodies. Before I let go, Beyonce, the college remix.
You make me happy. This you can be. I wanna make sure I'm right.
Level up. all in your tummy. Level up, 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 level up. All this on me so yummy, all this sauce so yummy. Know you want this yummy, yummy all in your tummy.
Yo, to all my listeners tuned in right now, if you're an entertainer or own your own business, contact us at ColossalMusicGroup.com for all of your artists or business needs. Whether you need a custom website, custom graphics, custom music production, CD duplication, or more, we do it all at Colossal Music Group. Hey, call us now. We offer wholesale prices at industry quality. 818-533-8484. Again, that's 818-533-8484. Or visit us online at ColossalMusicGroup.com.
Yeah, hit us up if you'd like to sponsor our show, monsterusradio@gmail.com, and the attention bar just put sponsorship. So, all right, that was our little request mix. Next week, you also can make a request, but you got to do it on our Monstar page on Facebook, themonstarz. Well, I guess you can send it into the Gmail, but we like it when you post it on our Monstar page. So, all right, y'all, coming back, I think, seeing that we extended it, let's see, we can slap in some more who's bumping or who's getting fat. What else we got tonight, Miss Unbelievable, on our chat block?
Kevin Hart's wife details how she found out about his affair, which he calls the lowest moment of his life. So Kevin Hart's doing a documentary on Netflix, and it's called Kevin Hart, Don't Fuck It Up. And so she's on there giving her spotlight and sharing her story, as well as when she found out, you know, his fuck up. As we know, Kevin Hart's number one is profiles. It on the show, it talks about his affair, his controversies. He is hosting the Emmys, and it's a 6-series documentary, which he calls the lowest parts of his life. A lot of people are saying to himself, why are you doing it? You're at the highest point of your life. People are looking at you. People are watching you. He just, you know, this is his way of saying, this is my mental health healing process. So his wife found out about it. Guess what? In the DM, on his phone. In 2017, Kevin Hart did a video of a sexual encounter she found with him and another woman in Vegas while she was pregnant. One of Hart's friends, JT Jackson, was arrested and charged with extortion back in May for allegedly trying to get money, trying not to show her the clip. But she found out the clip anyway. But whoever sent it was an edited video of Kevin and another woman, and she was pregnant at that time. So she was about 7-8 months pregnant. They were having breakfast, and she opened up her phone and she lost it. She was pissed. She kept saying, "You lying? How did you fuck up? How did you let this happen?" She said she felt publicly humiliated. The whole time, everyone's on Instagram going in, you know, talking about it. And so she's like, "You caused the worst." She was questioning him. "You called us the worst shame." She kept worrying about the baby and how to maintain a level head. She explained that she was about to give up on the family, but she wanted the baby to have a dad, as she didn't have a dad growing up. Once again, it was a lot. She said they've been through it. She's happy. And then she said the power of an apology. But she said, if he does it again, 3 strikes, ain't no apology, his ass is out.
Right, get the boot. Well, I'm a hypocrite on this one. I'm going to ride the fence right down the middle. I'm a hypocrite on this one. Because, I mean, I'm not really for the shit, meaning, like, I'm not really for the drama. You know what I mean? Especially right now, the way that how things are going, with like we already talked about, like the malice with music, we already know about the malice with movies, those type of things. I think right now the world needs, I sound like a hippie, but the world needs more love. You know what I mean? A little less drama. But at the same time, it is, I think it's good that he exposed this, because it's it can be mental, it can be healing for mental health preventative. That don't sound right, but I hope you guys get what I'm saying. It can help prevent mental health. Because I think a lot of times, especially young men that cheat on their family or the girl, whatever, they don't really understand the pain that the woman went through. They don't understand the embarrassment you just put on your family. They don't understand the insights, the background noise until it's too late. Then you got to deal with it. It can cause you mental health, blah, 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 because it may not turn into a healthy situation. And now you got to deal with it because you didn't know. You thought, oh, it was just cool. I'll just dip down the street. She might be pregnant. I'm going to do this, and ain't nothing going to happen from it. Well, guess what? Even Kevin Hart got put on Front Street. So what makes you think your little silly ass ain't going to be out there on the boulevard? You dig? So that's why I'm on Front Street with it, because, I mean, that's a lot of people, they don't understand that. Like, I don't think people really understand how you make certain things until it happens to you. Meaning a cheater don't really know what it means for someone to cheat on somebody that loves you. And so they love somebody, and that person just cheats on them. Then they realize, then they get it. Like, oh, damn, that's just not cool. I don't like that feeling. Then they won't do it to the next, hopefully then they won't do it to the next person, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, but so I'm going to have to be a hypocrite. Now, I really don't like the shit, but I think it can be a good thing at the end of the day. I mean, what you think?
You know, I think people heal in different ways. So this is his way of saying, hey, guys, I fucked up. Don't you fuck up, because you may not have a forgiving wife or a forgiving partner.
Mm-hmm.
So let me tell you how we made it through. But majority of the times when someone is cheating, it's either for the thrill of it, it's either for the pride. It's, you know, a whole bunch of things. It's selfishness. It's all about self, needing self-fulfillment. And somewhere down the line, you have to ask yourself, then why did you even commit yourself into this relationship if you know that you can't be faithful? So, and then some people use, you know, that marriage as, oh, if I get married, I'm going to be faithful. Well, if you haven't got rid of that selfishness inside of you, that's not going to make a difference. You're just going to add and hurt another person. So I just think, you know, whatever reason Kevin did it, it has to be therapeutic. It has to be, you know, a reason, because he's at his highest of his height and is, you know, doing shows that are, and movies that are family oriented. So hopefully, you know, him doing this, he's really learned his lesson, and that it can help somebody else not to fuck it up. Because sometimes unless you see it, someone else do it, and understand that you ain't too far from it, because we're all human, then I think, you know, you can. And then, like I said, the power of forgiveness and allowing that person to really be sorry and not use it against them is the key that's going to help you move forward. So if they're showing that part of it as well, that's great. Because some people just see the fuck up and they see the apology, but they don't see, you know, what the other pieces that keep it going. So hopefully they'll show it all.
Right. Now, we do got a comment. Somebody put, his mistake was letting her go through his phone. I understand where you're coming from, but I'm sorry. I have to disagree on that one. She had every right to go through the phone. I know a lot of people are like, no, that's privacy. No, let's keep it 100. If you was married, you shouldn't have nothing in your phone that it's an issue to run through your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Period. You shouldn't be doing shit, period. You should be able to at any time leave your phone out on the table, and they can run through that phone 24 hours a day, 365, and don't find no shits. No malice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're on the shits and you're doing malice, then of course you're going to say, stay the hell out my phone. That's my privacy. You shouldn't be looking in there. I'm going to keep it 10,000. That's just what it is to me. They just put out on a brief, but that's cool. You're allowed that. You dig? Like I'm allowed mad. But yeah, I don't agree. I think that if you ain't doing shit, it shouldn't matter if somebody go through your phone, your social media, or any of that other shit. If you got a problem with it, you're doing the shits. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But if you got a problem,
I agree.
You're doing the shits. You got something in your DM or you got something on your phone somebody ain't supposed to see.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is.
I agree. I'm not a person who wants to go through your phone, period. Like, because I mm-hmm. think that I'm the best gift that a man could have, right? So if you mm-hmm. go mess that gift up, then so be it. And I mean, everybody should feel this way. Like, seriously. Like,
right.
You mess up, I'm not going to chase you. I'm not going to look through your stuff. I'm not going to do all that.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I don't trust you, then where's our foundation? I have to look through your phone to get an answer out of you, to see who you really are. Yeah, then I don't know you. Then where's the communication? Where's the foundation? If I got to look through your phone so that you could be honest with me, yeah, no. Because whether I'm looking at your phone, if I'm watching you, if I know you, I can sense you're doing something. If I'm paying attention. See,
right.
But if you're not paying attention and if you have a connected spirit, soul, and body, then you go miss it. I know, you know, if something is messing, like, ooh, you know, ooh. But you gotta tap in. And most people, because they own shenanigans, they ain't tapping in. You got to tap all the way in. You
right.
ain't even got to look at a phone to know that, what you out here doing? And then he maybe look at you like, you psychic? Nah, I feel you, nigga. I feel you, brother. What you doing? Nah, you on shenanigans. Nah. Nah, you see what I'm saying? I know.
What?
I'm going to be cold by the time I get off the show. But I'm watching the word, the N word, because I got a bad.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But you should know. Like, you should know your mate and who you're married to. Y'all should become one, but yet live separate. If you ain't, I'm telling you, that's some BS. Even in the courtship, I shouldn't want to search your phone. I should be able to trust you that you're doing right by me. And if you're not doing right by me, leave me alone. And just do you.
Right.
That's just the respect
right, right.
factor.
Mm-hmm.
That's the character. That's the
mm-hmm.
dignity. If you're not, leave me alone. Do you, baby, do you. Okay?
Yeah,
do
and
you.
Let me go find my peace.
Yeah. No,
not
let me stay at my
though.
Peace.
I'm talking about peace of mind. I'm talking about a peace
let
of
me
mind.
Stay at
my
peace.
I didn't say my pistol. Right. Peace
mm, well.
Of mind. Depends
on the situation.
That's messed
depends
up,
on the situation. I'm just saying. We gonna have a double piece. Okay, we gonna have a two piece up in here. Pick yours wisely. Okay.
Oh snap. So all right, okay. Let's see. What else we got? I don't think we got nothing else on the chop block. Let's see. I think I need you to give out the link on where to get your book.
To get my book, you go to lulu.com. That's lulu.com. And you put the Soul of Me Speaks. Or lulu.com, lulu.com, the Soul of Me Speaks 30-Day Journal.
There you go. And there you go. And yes, right now for Monster US Apparel, you either have to hit us up online at Facebook, our Facebook page. That's Monster, MONSTER, US Apparel. Or you have to hit us at gmail.com right now, or Gmail at MonsterUSRadio@gmail.com for right now. Yeah, because I'm not giving out my personal phone number no more. Yes, I'm the only person in the sweatshop. I make all the shirts personally myself. So, hey, make sure you support them. They support the show, and we keep it moving. So I like this week, especially, you know, with the holiday, everything. And I do want to say happy Kwanzaa to everybody, you know, because we went through a lot with this mental health thing. You know what I mean?
Yes.
We talked about people's jobs and their relationships,
mm-hmm.
You know, just every day out and about how mental health can affect other people around you, whether it be somebody at the corner store. Y'all heard my testimony yesterday on Comic Cafe. It wasn't good. You know what I mean? How it affects your friends and things like that. Can
mm-hmm.
you think some other things that you picked up from the week some good points that we made.
How it affects your relationship, how it affects your sexual drive, how it just affects you, period, just all around. Because I want to ask this question, and I know, you know, we were talking about it, but ask yourself, if your man is broke, like from just the Christmas stuff, and he doesn't know how to mentally handle it, can you, and he's just your man, I'm not talking about your husband, I'm talking about just your man, because if your husband, you know, y'all should have whoever can do the finances, but if he's your man, you know, and then he's broke, can the intimacy change? Do you look at him different? You know what I'm saying? Do you appreciate him for going for broke? Or do you look at him like you didn't handle the money right? Like, those are mental health issues that we just don't touch on. So what do you think about that?
Right, right. I think that's a hell of a question. That's a hell of a rundown right there, because that's real. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's just so real. That's so many ways you can go with it. You know what I mean? Because, like, you know, let's keep it 100. Some women are in charge. Some women do the stuff. It's not by default or nothing. The guy might stay home with the kids because, you know, sometimes the roles change. I mean, does that affect the love life? Does that, like you said, intimacy, things like that? Sometimes it's not chosen. What if it's not? You know what I mean? Yeah, that's a good one right there. That's a good one. Wow. Wow. Yeah. That's another one we should have hit this week.
Yeah. I mean, because, like, okay, because then, you know, we give out going out tips. You know what I'm saying? If you broke after Christmas, because it was on a Wednesday, and let's just say Friday was your date night. Now you broke because you ain't got no money, right? What does your date night look like? Are you going to be mad because you ain't got nothing to do on your date night? Are you going to be mad because you ain't got no money and your paycheck ain't till next week, and then you got bills to pay with that paycheck, so now you broke? So, I mean, these kind of things, am I looking at you differently now? Is a cheeseburger good enough for that date? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm still kind of stuck on this other one, though, with this broke part about the mess with the intimacy, because that goes both ways. Because, like, sometimes people don't think about that. Like, women don't think about, you know, staying at home with the kids and the guys going out working. You know what I mean? Sometimes that does affect the intimacy, especially if, like, you know, I know it's kind of harsh, but say, like, if she's not keeping the house clean, he's coming home, those type of things. You know, she ain't got no hobbies, or she, you know, sometimes she don't have time for her because she's doing so much with the kids. You know what I mean? So, you know, she don't show that spunk and ambition, you know, that she used to do before because she tired. Or he tired.
Yeah.
Dealing with the kids all day. So, oh, my goodness, man. Now you done took that just, oh, you got my mind baffled over here trying to go on another level. I'm just saying. You know what I mean? This great podcast, man. Giving hella things to talk about at the water cooler or just with your mate. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just need some help with some conversation. You know what I mean? It's some great things for y'all to talk about. Just some really great things.
Yeah. But, I mean, just imagine, you know, coming home and you're trying to keep the intimacy up, but you're tired, you know, so, and you really don't have family, you know, to help you. How do you do that? You know, how do you do that? You put the baby to bed, you know, what do you do? Do you break out the music? What music can you listen to that'll get your mind right? You know, can you break out the music, dance in the living room? I mean, you got to find some things that is cheap now, you know, because you got kids. You dance in the living room. You finger paint. You got to get creative. But who has the time or who wants to get creative anymore? They want that instant gratification. So what do? They go to the DMs and they start searching out somebody else. Because then the becomes a fantasy, you know. So now your mental health is all messed up because you at home, you trying to hold it down, they trying to hold it down, and yet y'all tired, but yet y'all have to find a medium of how to get past your tired and your brokenness.
Just a thought
with the mental health
issues,
you know, and how you can help folks. You know, give them ideas when they ain't got no money after the holiday. You know, light some candles. You know what I'm saying? Look into each other's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Play card games. Play board games. What you got?
Right. Here's one.
Have a
picnic in your
house.
Here's a couple. I know this might sound. Right. I know this sounds a little funny. Some people, they underestimate the little things. It might sound funny. It may not fit for y'all. It may not. But here's two other little things y'all can do too that's kind of fun as a couple. Great things we put out there y'all can still conversate over. Do a puzzle.
Ooh.
Put a puzzle together. Y'all could even do coloring books. You dig? Who could do the best? Get y'all some little markers, a real coloring book now. You ain't got to get the little Tom and Jerry, the little Disney book. No, they got good books now. I'm talking about some good designs and stuff like that. Very creative. Yeah, y'all can get some markers and do that. I mean, that's two other things. You know what I mean? And it can bring some intimacy to y'all, putting a puzzle together. You dig? 5,000 piece puzzle or something. Don't get the 9 piece puzzle. That's a short conversation. I'm talking about the good puzzles, pretty puzzles.
Yeah, who gonna do the middle? Who gonna do the outside? And then you put it together and you put it in your house. Ah, yes. Yes.
You
should make a coloring book.
You see?
Yes, let's make one.
Hmm.
And then
sure. Make a puzzle.
Yes.
Right. Hmm. You might have to.
That'd be sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Couples coloring books. Help these couples do some things.
Stop that. Somebody gonna take the idea. We on the air.
Okay.
A lot of people out here, investors and shit.
I was getting excited because you know my brain just was like the artist in me was like, go, yes, do that, Jesus, do that, yes. Okay.
All right.
Changing subjects a quick minute. I know we're almost done, but I just want to do this compatibility, you know, horoscope compatibility. The lucky numbers for tonight are 4, 5, 19, 21, 34. If you hit the lottery, please give me my money because I'm giving you some numbers. 4,
right.
5, 19,
right.
21, 34. Miss Unbelievable, E dot to the K. Yep, look me up. Yep, Monsters Radio. Yep, look us up. You heard it from us. The lucky colors are beige, tan, and brown. You know it is the fall. If you bomb, you can hook that up. I'm telling you. Tan, beige, and brown. So we're talking about the browns together. Put them brown boots on. Put that brown jacket on. Put that pretty brown tan shirt on. Oh, them brown boots or some tan. Yes, men too. Okay. But today's compatibility are Aries to Aries. So if you guys know, Aries to Aries is like really crazy, but this is who they chose today. I just went into the universe and they just said, whoo, Aries to Aries. So, it says you have to have a fulfillment to expect life. You work hard and you're tired, so you cannot wait for days to be over so you can unwind with your partner. You'll be comfortable in your presence. Your partner has extreme caring and reassuring nature that draws you towards him and her. While you tend to worry a lot, make big deals out of a situation, your partner is the calming influence in your life. He or she tends to weigh situations rationally and helps each other see the reason, whether you fall to see it. At the same time, you live in each moment and try to make every moment count through every situation. You need fulfillment. Your partner is a calming influence. You will never seem to see things to fail. At the same time, you live in the moment. You try to make every moment count, providing the most adventures in your relationship. Meanwhile, partners provide the anchors of each other's love lives. Therefore, quickly complete all the work and beeline to your partner's place. Stay there. Don't make elaborate plans. Focus on pleasures, home-cooked meals, the simple things. If you go outside, yoga is a great idea today. Also, do soft music, subtle incense, baby bath will help with attention. And don't make big decisions today. Just live right now. Live in the moment. That's the compatibility for Aries to Aries. So you guys are okay. Y'all tired, so do the simple things. right now. Just live in the moment.
Mm-hmm. And there it is. There it is. By Miss Unbelievable, E.K. Don't forget that. Dot.
Yay.
E.K.
Don't forget it.
So, all right, so we are close to the end of the show. We'll go ahead and take a little breather, and then we'll come back, and I guess we'll figure out how we're going to jump out of here. So, all right, unfortunately, this right here is by request right here. This track right here, I think it's a good weekend song because some of y'all going to be out there texting, trying to get y'all some, doing what y'all got to do, hitting up who y'all going to hit up. It is Friday. That's just what it is. It is. So, all right, check it out. This right here is by request. I'm lying. I requested it myself. This right here. Oh, man. This is my song by me. If I can find it, how am I going to put a request my own song and can't find it? Oh, my
really?
Goodness. Message. Pick it up.
DJ.
Yeah.
DJ.
Well, make
I'm
sure
going to take your DJ board. I'm going to take your DJ board.
Make y'all sure y'all hit me up on all social media. Just put in DJ E-Monster, you'll find it. This is me and Dub Nietzsche. This right here is real. I got second verse. I really, really wrote this on the road. So check it out. We're going to bring it back just a bit. Monster US Radio Podcast.
Crazy. That's for some.
The rain, nothing on. Now I'm sitting all alone, so I'm playing with my phone. Now I'm on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Now she Instagram and Poppy, come play with her. Okay, mommy, but what you trying to do? She said, get monstrous with you and send some pics too. Ooh, now it's body language with every position. Now she got the dog requesting pics of the kitten. She sent a video, so I sent a video. She's so turned up, oh, we so turned up. 30 minutes away, OMW on my way. She GPS away, IJS don't play. Yeah, y'all, we smashed all day. She was squirting every way from the monster whole play. And it's
on the phone.
Y'all, we are at the end of the show. We really hope y'all have a great weekend. Hope you enjoyed the holidays. We got some hot new stuff for y'all coming in 2020. We're doing more interviews. We're going to be out and about at more events. We're going to have our own events. A lot of things to support the show, so hopefully you'll support us. If you want to help out with sponsorship, stuff like that, hit us up at monsterusradio@gmail.com.
make sure you hit up Miss Unbelievable. You did check out her book. Make sure you get you a Monster US Radio shirt. Brought to you by Monster US Apparel. And we gonna make it do what it do. So, you got some last words there, Miss Unbelievable?
Yep, National Helpline once again is 1-800-662-HELP. That's the National Helpline for Mental Health Week, 1-800-662-HELP. And text HOME 741-741, crisis text line. And right now we got the Drake Hotel who are going through crisis. The people are going through crisis. So if you guys need that number, if you guys need some help to just talk about your mental health issues, we will talk about mental health issues again later on in the year. But right now we want to leave you with the National Helpline. Once again, it's 1-800-662-HELP or text HOME 741-741 for the crisis text line. We love you guys. We're here for you. Peace. Have a good weekend.
That's it. So, all right, we just got a commercial on our way out of here. Make sure you get you some Tic Tacs or something. You'll understand right after this.
Here at Monstrous Radio, we got a new product sponsor called Smack in the Mouth Bubblegum. Yeah, that's right. Smack in the Mouth Bubblegum. I know it's wintertime, but you ever met somebody breath so stink that they snot stink? I mean breath so bad that it make you stop breathing. Smell like they've been chewing on double butt hubba bubba bubba gum. Breath so bad that they thought stink. Be like, ooh, did you fart? No, shut up, your breath stink. So next time you meet somebody like that, get them some smack in the mouth bubble gum. That's right, smack in the mouth bubble gum. Now available at the Quick Pick Me Out and Rob Me Corner Store. Blunts 3 for $1, but that's 6 on EBT.